Unit 7. To your good health.
A sound mind is in a sound body.
Good health is our most valuable possession.
To stay healthy, we need to eat the right foods. Get enough sleep and exercise regularly.
Eating and drinking holds body and soul together. German proverb.
Section 1. New words and ideas.
What does fitness mean?
Danny's presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Thank you for coming to my presentation. Today, I'll talk a little about what fitness means. Every day, you use your body to be different things. Perhaps you walk to school. Perhaps you play with your friends. Perhaps you walk up the stairs. Perhaps you go shopping with your mother. Perhaps you do some jobs for your family. Your body works for and with you when you do these activities. Your body is a complex network of systems. It needs physical activity to work well. In fact, the more you use your body, the better it works. Fitness is a word that describes how well your body is able to handle physical activities. Why do I need to be fit? When your body is physically fit, you will be able to do physical things for a longer time. You will be able to run and run at the seashore. Do harder physical activities more easily. You will be able to lift heavier things. Learn better. Being fit helps you to stay alert and focused on your lessons. Sleep better. You will fall asleep at night easier and wake up feeling better. Digest and use your food better. Your body has lots of ways to use the food that you eat. Feel better and have more energy. Physical exercise acts like a stimulant. It gives you energy if you don't overdo it. Remember, keep everything in balance. Have more fun. You will get better and better at physical activities and have more and more fun playing games and doing things with your friends. 5 areas of fitness. The different systems in your body need to be taken care of in special ways. If you are really fit, you will be able to twist and turn the parts of your body in many different ways. Be able to run and play and work over longer periods of time. Your heart and lungs will be used to working hard for long periods of time. Have strong muscles that can lift heavier things. Be able to run, walk, or swim faster. Find that everything in your body will work together better. Important information. Number 1. The heart is a muscle which pumps blood through blood vessels to all the cells in our bodies. Our hearts beat continually every day of our lives. Number 2. Blood feeds and removes waste from the cells. Number 3. To keep our hearts healthy, we need to do enjoyable physical activities and eat healthy foods every day. What my heart looks like. Number 1. My heart is about as big as my fist. Number 2. My heart beats about 90 times per minute. Number 3. My heart is located in my chest, slightly to the left of the center. Number 4. Arteries are the blood vessels that carry blood from the left side of my heart to the rest of my body. Number 5. Veins are the blood vessels that carry blood from my body to the right side of my heart. So everyone, do you see why I am so strong? I eat a lot, sleep well, and get lots of exercise. However, I need to eat more healthy foods. You know, I eat too many donuts. Thank you very much for your time. I wish you all health and happiness. Now, any questions?
Let's sing a song.
I knew a man who was rich in gold, enough to last till he was old. He lived his life and finally learned it's how you feel that matters, not how much you earn. When you are young, you don't realize the precious gift of arms and legs and ears and eyes. They help you do the things you want to do, like walking with your friends down the crowded avenue. To your good health, my friend, to your good health, I don't have to tell you it's the only real wealth. You can take all the money in the world for yourself, but it doesn't matter if you do not have your health. A child is a child, a man is a man, but they both fit into nature's plan. We all get older and come to the end, but to look back upon a healthy life is your best friend. To your good health, my friend, to your good health, I don't have to tell you it's the only real wealth. You can take all the money in the world for yourself, but it doesn't matter if you do not have your health. It doesn't matter if you do not have your health.
Section 2. Meaning through practice.
C. Build your listening skills.
Listen to the recording of Jenny's trip to the doctor, and then answer the questions.
Hi, Dr. Stewart.
Hello there, Jenny. How are you today?
Not so good. My head has really been hurting for the past few days. I've lost my appetite, and I seem to feel tired all the time.
Are you sleeping okay?
Not really. I often wake up during the night and have trouble going back to sleep.
I see. What about exercise? Are you still playing basketball?
Yes, but I usually love going to basketball practice, and these days it's hard for me to make myself go.
Jenny, it sounds to me like you are showing signs of stress. Has something been worrying you lately?
Yes, you could say that. Lately, my dad has been putting a lot of pressure on me to start thinking about what I want to study at university. He wants me to be a doctor, like you. But the truth is, I don't think I want to be a doctor. And even if I did, I'm not sure if my marks would be high enough. I just don't know how I will be able to live up to his expectations.
I know that your dad loves you very much, and I'm sure he just wants what is best for you. But I think he needs to know that this is affecting your health. Do you think you can talk to him about this?
I'm afraid of what he might say, but it's probably a good idea. I didn't know that stress could affect my physical health.
Okay, talk to him and do your best to keep eating and exercising. make an appointment with the receptionist to come and see me next week so I can see how you're doing.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Stewart.
It's my pleasure, Jenny.
Section 4. Reading for Meaning. Danny's Advice.
Good health is the most valuable possession a person can have. But one can't take health for granted. There are three things that a person can do to help stay in good shape. Eat the right foods, get enough sleep, and exercise regularly. Proper nutrition is important for good health. Your body cannot function well unless it receives the proper kind of fuel. Avoid foods with lots of sugar and fat. Eat plenty of foods that are high in protein, like lean meat, fish, beans, and nuts. Vegetables and fruit are especially important because they provide necessary vitamins and minerals. However, don't overeat. It is not healthy to be overweight. Getting the proper amount of sleep is also important. If you don't get enough sleep, you feel tired. You have no energy. Over a long period of time, a little amount of sleep may even result in a change of personality. Be sure to allow yourself from 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. If you do, your body will feel strong and your mind will be sharp. Getting plenty of exercise is equally important. Exercise firms the body, strengthens the muscles, and prevents you from gaining weight. It also improves your heart and lungs. If you follow a regular exercise program, you will probably increase your lifespan. Any kind of exercise is good. Most sports are excellent for keeping the body in good shape. They are not only good for your body, but they are enjoyable and interesting, too. So, I would strongly advise you to keep a fitness program. There are many things you can do to exercise, such as ride a bike, play basketball, play ping pong or table tennis, go for long walks, skip rope, dance, swim, play soccer, do exercises to music, play catch. All these activities can help you build the following. Number 1. Heart and lung endurance. The heart and lungs are muscles. They work much better as a system when they get lots of exercise. They will be able to pump more oxygen to all of the other parts of your body when they are in good shape. When your heart and lungs work well, every other part of your body works better. Number 2. Muscle strength. Muscle strength is how hard or how far you can move your body or an object. For example, kicking a ball or jumping. Number 3. Muscle endurance. Muscle endurance is how long you can repeatedly move your body or an object. Number 4. Flexibility. Flexibility is how well you can stretch, bend, and twist the different muscles and joints in your body. Well now,
It's your turn to practice what has been suggested above. If everybody were to eat the right foods, get plenty of sleep, and exercise regularly, the world would be a happier place.
Appetite and emotion. When we feel hungry, it means our body needs food. When we feel angry or excited, some of us may eat too much. Some of us may not want to eat at all. A long time ago, in England, some judges used to decide whether a person was telling the truth by giving him or her some dry bread. If the person could swallow the bread, it was a sign that the person was telling the truth. Though this seems rather strange and foolish, it is indeed an excellent way of finding out the truth. A person worrying about something has much difficulty swallowing anything dry. He or she loses his or her appetite and does not want to eat because he or she is worrying about something. Some people are known as emotion eaters. They eat not because they want to satisfy their hunger, but because they want to satisfy their emotions. They eat to make themselves feel better. What they believe to be hunger is something else altogether. Anger, boredom, fatigue, depression, or loneliness. And so they eat, hoping that food will solve their problems. But in the end, they only feel worse. They gain weight, and their emotional problems only grow larger. Emotion eaters often turn to food right after having a bad experience. For example, an emotion eater may receive bad news about an exam they have just taken. They feel stress and fear and turn to food in an attempt to make their negative feelings go away. This kind of eating is not healthy. Many of those who eat like this become obese and then have to deal with the emotional and physical problems that go along with obesity. According to the book, Constant Craving, What Your Food Cravings Mean and How to Overcome Them, emotion eaters must become aware of their motivations for wanting to eat. You need the awareness in order to tell whether your stomach's actually empty or you're upset about something and just want to eat to feel better.
New White House Chef. During the Clintons' term at the White House between 1992 and 2000, a new chef was hired to cook for President Clinton's family and guests. The new chef, Walter S. Shirb III, was born on May 3, 1954, in Oakland, California, but grew up in Bethesda, Maryland. He attended Walter Johnson High School and the University of Maryland before graduating with highest honors from the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, in August 1979. The White House serves food to 70,000 guests a year. Can you imagine cooking for all those people?
As the chief chef, Shib is in charge of a full-time staff of 5 and oversees a part-time staff of 20. The former White House chef cooked in the traditional French way. His foods tasted good, but contained a lot of fat. Doctors say this is not healthy. The new White House chef will have a medical doctor as an advisor. Dr. Dean Ornish is a heart specialist and writer. He says food can be low in fat and still taste good. Hillary Clinton, the former First Lady, chose Mr. Shib after tasting his cookie. She wanted less fat in the White House food. She also wanted to serve more fresh, including vegetables grown without the use of chemicals. She would also like the White House to serve more American food.